This is the world broadcast of Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad Speaks, the program that's dedicated to community development and human dignity. And now, Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به عز وجل أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين Praise be to Allah, the God and Evolver, the Cherisher, the Sustainer of the worlds. We seek Him for assistance, we turn to Him asking forgiveness. We put our complete trust in Him, and I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except the one God, Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is His servant and His messenger. We pray the peace and the blessings be upon the Prophet, upon his descendants, upon his companions, the righteous, all. Ameen. Allah Most High says in His book, the Quran, in the chapter, or the surah by the title, An-Nahl. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومُ مُسَخَّرَاتٌ بِأَمْرِهِ. And He, that is God, has made subservient to you the night and the day, the sun and the moon, and the stars make obeisance, that is, they submit and render service, the Amrihi, by His command, by the command of God, that is. And also, Wa'idan, قال تعالى, the Most High God says, وعلامات وبالنجم هم يهتدون, and by the signs in the creation, and by the stars, they are guided. أَفَمَنْ يَخْلُقُ كَمَنْ لَا يَخْلُقُ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Then is the one who creates like unto the one who does not create? Will not you reflect? There is but one God, that is Allah. There is no God other than Him. He is the Creator, and everything else is creation. He created us, He created Adam. And God says in His book that the parable or the likeness of Jesus' birth is that of Adam. And He created him from dust. And again, God Most High says in the Holy Book, Quran, that if He wished to take a son, He would take one or choose one from among those He created. Therefore, we must understand that whatever we worship beside God is creation, because God alone is creator. To worship Jesus, then, is to worship creation. He's created. And to worship Jesus is not to worship the Creator. Because Jesus is not Creator, He is created. And to compare Jesus or any other with Allah as a God is wrong, because the one who creates cannot be compared with one who does not create. And God Most High also says in our holy book that the khalq as-samawat wal-ard, the creation of the skies and the earth, is a bigger creation than the creation of man. So that idea that man is the microcosm from a macrocosm, a small world from a big world, that is on his way back by divine route into the big world, from God back to God, from God back to God, as God, to be God, is all condemned in our religion. Man is not from God, he's from matter. And everything is created by God. If we want to think of ourselves as being from God, then we are from obedience to God. We are from obedience to God. We are from His will. From His plan. He created us to obey His will, and He created us obedient to His will. To return to God only means to return to that state of obedience. When we return to that state of obedience, conforming to what God created us to be, or created us for, then we have returned to God. We speak of those who die as returned to God. They have returned to God because they have no will of their own to act outside of the law of God. So they have returned to God. And the end for some will be hell, and the end for others is paradise, according to the word of God. And we start on in both conditions while we live in this life, according to the teachings of God in the Quran. The condition of happiness and tranquility and peace of paradise begins in this life, and conditions of hell also begin in this life. So God says, أَفَمَنْ يَخْلُقُ Yahluk, is the one who created all this, who creates, to be likened to one who creates nothing? What an ignorant comparison man makes. That's because he's blinded by his own limited light. And again, God says He is the creator of everything. Al-Khaliqu kulli shay. He is the creator of everything. There is nothing that exists that Allah didn't create. Whatever is in existence, Allah created it. Allah says in the Quran, now show me. God proposes the argument Himself. Show me now what it is that they have created, these gods you claim to be God. Now, God has created all of this. The whole universe is created by God. The cosmic reality, or whatever you may call it, is created by God. Now, you claim some other God? Show us. Show us that they created. They have created nothing. No one will say, see that little star up there? My God created that one. No one will be that big a fool. No, the one God created them all. And whatever has been responsible for all of it is responsible for all consequences and all things that evolve from it. Nothing can be a consequence and nothing can be an evolution in what he has done that would be given to the credit of another. No, if he has created it, the one who created it created its potential, created its design, created also its fate and its destiny. So whatever happens is because of that one who created it all. So Muslims must understand that the attribute of God that distinguishes us from many other people, including Christians, is Creator. We believe in none but the Creator, not in the Son of the Creator, not in the Spirit of the Creator, only in the Creator himself. For the Son is his creation, and the Spirit only acts by his command. Praise be to Allah. So we've come through a season that is dying out. Each time they take the census, every 10 years, they have a weaker generation in that belief. It's a dying belief. This Christmas thing. It's a dying belief. And you who are still staying with it, you should think about it. It's a dying belief. And the people that give themselves to that kind of thing are the misguided. They are the misguided people. And a Muslim should never be associated with that kind of shirk. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in his birth by the power of God, that God created him, that his birth was miraculous, that God created him. We believe in that. But we believe that that is not a bigger miracle than the miracle of Adam. For he created Jesus from a woman. And he created Adam from dust. So certainly we believe in that great miracle, but we believe the creation of Adam was even a bigger miracle. And we accept all of the prophets of God. This is binding on us as Muslims, that we do not discriminate against any of them, but accept all of them as equally legitimate. They all have equal legitimacy as prophets and messengers of God. However, God says, and he has raised some of them in ranks above others. So to think that Jesus is bigger than our prophet or greater than our prophet in stature or rank is ignorance in this religion. For our prophet is the leader of all the prophets, according to the Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And, if you understand it, according to the Quran, because he is the seal of the prophets and the last of the prophets and the one in whom God fulfilled his promise. He is the great liberator for all the people, a mercy to all the worlds. Peace and the blessings of Allah be upon him. And he is an example for all people. He is an example for the believers, but also for all people. Surely you will find in him, God says, the most excellent model to follow in the Prophet Muhammad. So if God has said to us, we will find in Muhammad the excellent model for us to follow, then that should tell us that the others are not to be followed. Not as the model one. But to follow them would be to follow in part. And as Paul says in the gospel, in the New Testament, when that comes that is complete, that is in part is done away with. And I believe that we may use that language to describe exactly what happened when Prophet Muhammad came. That which was in part had to be pushed aside, done away with. So those who follow Moses is great, but what they have is in part. Those who follow Jesus is great, but what they have is in part. Those who follow Muhammad, they have the whole package. They have the whole package. And nothing else suffices except what Prophet Muhammad has brought. Everyone else, when he comes up before God, if he comes up without what Prophet Muhammad has brought, he will come up deficient. Maybe he'll be accepted, but he'll come up deficient. He will be deficient. Those who follow the whole prophets will be deficient. They will be lacking. They won't have enough. Those who follow Jesus, peace be upon the prophets, they will be deficient. They won't have enough. God says only of Muhammad, peace and the blessing be on him. He is enough. He is enough. That's what God says in the Quran. For mankind. And I know for myself, from my own personal experience, I was hungry until I found Muhammad. The fathers of Israel, they weren't enough for me. Moses, Jesus, they weren't enough for me. They left me still hungry. But when I found Muhammad in the Quran and in his Sunnah, Allah is my witness, God be my witness, it was enough for me. I don't hunger anymore. I don't thirst anymore. I am completely satisfied. I have no desire to discover anything other than what I have found in Muhammad. And that's God's truth. That's the truth. I swear on the Quran, I swear on my mother's, everything. That is the truth. Now, you may have your own opinion of that. You're entitled to your own opinion. And when we look at the world, we can see in the world that those who hold to the letter of the old array of religions, their lives are miserable. It is only those who come out of the letter, come out of the rigid confines of the beliefs that they claim, and modify those beliefs, it is only those that we find live kind of comfortably and free in the world. But those who hold to the rigid framework of those old messages, oh, they are in trouble. Now, it's just the reverse when it comes to the Muslim. The Muslim who go outside of the rigid framework of his religion is miserable. And the Muslim who holds to the rigid framework of his religion is free. He's free. He's happy. He's relieved. He's not in any way burdened or made uncomfortable. When you find a Muslim complaining and in trouble, that's a Muslim who's not adhering strictly to his religion. But when you find a non-Muslim in trouble, that's one adhering strictly to his religion. Yes! Where are the miserable Muslims? In Las Vegas? Huh? In atheism? Hmm? In communism? That's where the miserable Muslims are. In capitalism? That's where the miserable Muslims are. Hmm? Selling whiskey? Using narcotics? Committing adultery? Fornicating? Gambling? Flirting with truth and with lies? That's where the miserable Muslims are. But the comfortable Christians are there, and the miserable Christians are trying to follow the letter of their book. Now, this seems funny, you know, but it's true. The comfortable Christians are those who have fun and play a little bit, relax themselves, and, you know, they're the comfortable Christians. But go to the Christians that follow the letter of the book. No, I can't drink, I can't do this, and everything, believe on Jesus. They're miserable. For them to not to drink and not to give themselves to adultery and fornication, gambling and play life, makes their life very miserable. Now, you may say that this is wrong, but I know for a fact. See, I met some of the holy people myself from Christianity, gotten to know them very well. In fact, a girl, she wanted me to be her boyfriend. I was a Muslim from the Temple of Islam, and she was a Christian from the Temple of Christianity. We both were from temples. And we had a strict code, strict diet, and strict code. We weren't supposed to go to movies or anything. Although I snuck some time and went to a movie, you see. But she told me no movie. She didn't wear makeup. She said no movie, no makeup, no dance, no play. But she wasn't happy. She was very miserable. Very miserable. And I don't think I can complete the story. Because she told me something that was very, very ridiculous. Very ridiculous. As a relief for her. I have to tell you now. She told me that her preacher says that a certain portion of Acts, if you read that, then you can have fornication. You can fornicate. But it won't be accepted until you read that certain portion of Acts. And I wondered for a long time. That happened to me when I was about 17 years old. I wondered for a long time, how come it was Acts? And I read Acts and read all through Acts. And I came to the conclusion when I was about 47 years old that he said Acts because that was an act. It had nothing to do with really the chapter Acts, but he just knew that his thing was an act. So he told her to read from Acts, and it'll be all right. We find that these other religions have been undergoing constant change. Modernization, to keep up with the time. And they think that a Muslim, if he doesn't have that kind of religion, a religion that accommodates change and modification on that religion, that he really has a burdensome religion. I've had people tell me this in discussions with them. So-called philosophers, doctors of religion. They have told me this in discussions on radio. That if this religion doesn't allow any progress then, if it doesn't allow change. You know what I told them? I said, look, when we say we believe in God, we mean it. And when we say God revealed this, we mean it. That's what we believe. We mean it. And where do we get authority to change what God has revealed? You know, to change the Quran, to talk about changing something in the Quran so it will accommodate women being imams, or the changing of roles, you know, for men and women or something like that. For us to talk about doing something like that to the Quran is the same as us talking about changing the moon. Say, look, we don't want the moon cold. We want it hot. And we don't want it splitting up in these quarters like it's doing. We want it just to stay fixed. So we want to make a cube out of it, you know? Yeah, it's just like talking about making alterations on the creation itself. We say God did that. Huh? And man can't come up with a better idea for this universe. Well, if we believe Allah did also, the same God did also the Quran, that those are His words. Like the creation, His signs. And we believe the Quran is His word. Then how can we talk about making any change in the Quran? We cannot talk about it. And it's a blessing from Allah, from Almighty God, that there is something from God on this earth that has been respected for 14 centuries. Don't you know we got the only gift from God that has been respected for 14 centuries? Or have been respected for generations? For what came from Moses was not respected. It was respected only until it became a burden on them, and then they tried to change it so it would be easy for them, huh? Or they did other things with it. So it was with the message of Jesus. The message of Jesus stayed intact for as long as it didn't demand too much of the people. But as soon as the world got a hold to it, they took it out of its natural order, out of its natural form, and made it to suit them, made it easy for them. So you get a double message in the gospel, you get a double message in the Old Testament, a double message, a strict message and a loose one, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. They have made it that way. But we thank Allah. Allah revealed to His Prophet Muhammad, peace and the blessing be upon him, that angels are protecting the Quran. They don't permit anything to come into it and nothing to go out of it. Isn't that wonderful? And we have it as evidence that for 14 centuries it has remained as it was given to Muhammad the Prophet, the peace and the blessings be on him. This is wonderful. Now, this thought on the creation of God, I hope we can extract something from that and understand this, that the creation itself suggests a creator, according to the teachings of the Quran and the Prophet. The creation itself suggests to us that there must be a creator. And not two or three, but one. One. One for all of it. Then the idea of creator, it suggests to us that we being creation should have a way that the Creator intended for us. We shouldn't just live any kind of way. This form was created by Him. We should live a life, a way, that agrees with the form created by God. Hmm? So it suggests to us a way for us to live that God intends. Being free individuals, free spirits, as the Christian Western world say, we're being free spirits, able to think freely and question things and have our own opinions. Having this power also should make us come to a belief that we are special in God's creation. Though we are weak in many ways, we are special in God's creation because He didn't select any other creature to give this freedom to. He didn't give it to the animals. He didn't give it to the angels. He gave it to man. Huh? So that should suggest something to us too. In connection with creator creation. Now I am in creation and I'm free. I'm free to explore this creation. I'm free to study it, examine it, extract from it, benefit from it. Huh? So, there is creator, there is creation, and now I have a free will and a free imagination. Hmm? So we
this should lead us to what? A relationship with creation. One that is very, very respectful. Yes. We should have a deep respect for creation. Every Muslim is taught this in this religion. To have a deep respect for creation. For everything that God has created. For He has created everything honorable, dignified. Huh? Yes. This is the teachings of this religion. Now, as a people in this religion, we should become productive in our intellect. This is what makes man productive as an intellect. When he understands the unity of creation and the purpose in creation for him. That he has been made different for a great purpose. And that is, so he should reach his potential, reach his destiny. And his destiny is what? To utilize. His destiny is to utilize the benefits in creation for the improvement on his own life. For gains and improvement in his own life. So who should be more industrious than the Muslim man? I don't know of any other people with a religion that is as clear as ours on the creation and its purpose, man and his purpose. Therefore, we should be more industrious than any other people. In the Dark Ages, Muhammad the Prophet was born and raised up from among the unlettered people, according to the teachings of the Quran and the history. That unschooled man, with the revelation called Quran, led his people to become the torchbearers of science and civilization. He broke the Dark Ages with a rebirth of science and a unique civilization never before seen. A social order of the greatest excellence. Yes. And for 8 centuries, America has only been surviving as a great country for about 100 years or less. For 8 centuries, that great society brought in by the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet thrive, and just expanded and pushed back the darkness and savagery and ignorance and spread civilization. Huh? This is history. That lasts for about 8 centuries. Some say, oh, what happened to the Muslims? You should understand that they were progressing for about 8 centuries. And America has not progressed for 8 centuries. America has progressed for about 1 century. And now on the way down. So if you want to compare the product of Quran with the product of America, of America's Americanism, whatever you want to call it, okay, already this is going down. And we're talking about something that was going up for 8 centuries. In Spain alone, it was thriving for 7 centuries. In Spain alone. In one country, in Spain, for 7 centuries. That's a long time. Look how long the communist ideology has just been here. Huh? It already is dying. It's on the wane. Huh? So these are the realities. Don't look at the immediate moment and try to judge something that has been around for centuries. But look at its history and compare its history with the thing that you are questioning or the thing that you are fascinated by. And if we compare the history of Islam with the history of America, there's no comparison. There's no comparison. America, at the top of its day of peak of democracy, it went and selected African people for slavery. Whereas Islam came and didn't select slaves, but it started countering the movement of slavery, curbing the movement of slavery, bringing slaves into freedom and dignity, leadership over men with knowledge and education, high standing, noble men. Slaves led noble men, in Islam. Yes. And in many countries, slaves rose to the top to be the king. Yes. In fact, there's a whole a dynasty of rulers that came from a slave society, the Mamluk Empire. They weren't slaves anymore. They were free men ruling their society. But before, they had been slaves, before the religion of Islam. Huh? Yes. So there's no comparison. The quick burst of science here is just like a firecracker. That's what it is, just like a firecracker. One big puff and a great noise. Sure, they have vehicles out there, but how do we know it down here? What are they doing for us down here? Oh, yes, but America has sent vehicles out. Sure, it's the communists too, both of them. Sent spaceships out there. But how do we know it down here? What are they doing for us down here? Say, well, Telstar Communication is doing a great job. That's not as great as Benjamin Franklin's kike. We got more from Benjamin Franklin's kike. Wasn't it Benjamin Franklin who sent the kike up? Yeah, we got more from his kike than we've gotten from these objects that they've thrown out there in space and taken taxpayers' money in billions and billions and billions. Trillions. And most of what they've done is made the man sick. Made the human person sick. Messed up his senses. Threw off his natural clockwork, is thrown off. He's no more functional as a natural person anymore. The average one of us can't even function as a natural person. Right? It's a fact. I know it because just like you and me, we're all the same. We left some back home. They're not functioning. Are they? Just like wires and been crossed or something. And the thing is happening all funny and erratic, you know. You expect one response and you get something just opposite, you know. You ask for a handshake, you might get a tongue in your hand. I'm exaggerating to make a point, you know. Just that strange. Function just that strange. You know, the computer going crazy. And they've just been rising up for about 50 years or more. That's all. Just about 50 years or more. And already going down. Going down. And that's not the dumb people saying that. You hear, who are you to say that? Their top people in government are saying the same thing. The top people of this society are saying the same thing.